It's time to find balance and be refreshed here on Every Heart, Every Woman.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Get ready for uplifting music and inspiring interviews.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Let's get motivated to move forward as we share our life experiences. Host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Before we jump into our interview, we're going to set the tone with some live music. This hymn is called Just a Closer Walk with Thee, and it is performed by a group that I'm a part of called For Change. Sit back and enjoy. Well, my name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. And I would love to welcome Queen Smith as my co-host today.
Yeah,
hey, Queen.
I'm so happy to be here filling in for Miss Vicky.
Yeah, so Vicky's out with family things. Her daughter's moving into college and just all kind of things going on in her family. So, hey, Vicky,
we
miss you. We were so happy to have Queen here with
Thank
us. Queen is a phenomenal storyteller, and she's the founder of Open Seat. Open Seat is all about community, stories, and food, and more importantly, good food, right?
Yeah, good food, good food.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good food. So, everyone, Every Heart, Every Woman radio show is sponsored through Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit. You can find more information about Love Ministries from their website, loveministriesbuilds.org. And Queen and I are so excited. We have a big-time guest with us today.
Can't wait.
We're making her blush already.
Yes.
But she's big time, so we're excited. Our guest is Rachel Ann Ridge. And Rachel is a mom, an author, a speaker, an artist, and a blogger. I'm sure I could keep going on and on and on, but I'll stop right there. And so actually, Rachel and I met at a women's retreat at our church. We were in the same small group.
Right. It was a couple years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I guess it's been a while since then. Yeah, maybe 2-3 years?
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah. 2-3 years. So we were in the same small group, and we connected after the women's retreat, and we exchanged info, and we said, we're going to get together, and we made some plans. And I know,
and then I dropped the ball.
No, I dropped the ball
no,
on
I
that.
Dropped the
no,
ball.
I dropped the ball on that. I was...
You were busy. You were in the middle of moving and new jobs, I think,
yes,
and all kinds of
yes,
stuff.
Yes,
so
yes, yes. Yeah.
So that, I don't have a good excuse.
No,
like
no,
that.
No, no,
I wasn't
no, no,
moving
no.
or anything.
But you were working on a project. You were working on a writing project, and we said we were going to connect on that. So we still have to...
We'll, make that happen.
Yeah, we'll still have to make that happen. But welcome, Rachel. We're so
Thank
glad
you.
That you're
Thank
here.
Thank you very much. I'm so welcome. Happy to be here.
Yeah. So there are so many things that we want to talk about, and hopefully we'll get to all of them. Because one thing I want to talk about is, we're not going to start there, but one thing I want to make sure we get to is Disney. Because I know you got a chance. Did you speak at Disney?
I spoke at a retreat at Disney.
At Disney,
yes.
Yeah. So I want to talk. I want to talk about that. But let's get into. You have written 2 books.
Yes, I have.
Yes. Yeah, so you've written 2 books, and so you gifted me Flash. You
wow.
did
Flash, which is the name of the first book that I wrote.
Yes,
yes.
Yes. And so I've read it, and it's wonderful. I thought, Carla, you don't know how to write because Rachel, you. I mean, you're so descriptive, and you really paint a picture with your words and everything. So I was like, oh, this is actually how you write. Okay.
Well, you know, it's funny because I cut my teeth writing as a blogger, and
okay.
they say that to be a successful blogger, you should write at the third grade level. So unfortunately,
oh, wow.
I think my book is also at the third grade level
no.
because after, you know, 10 years of blogging, I'm into short sentences and short paragraphs. And
no.
But it's fun. I've enjoyed just writing my story and seeing how it's connected with people
yeah.
really all over the country, all
yeah.
over the world. It's
yeah.
been really an exciting journey.
Yeah,
wow.
yeah. Well, that is wonderful. So tell us, you know, give us your backstory. We always like to know.
We love stories.
Yes.
Oh, goodness. Well, I didn't start off as a writer or an author. I didn't. That wasn't anywhere in my mind. Many years ago, kind of around the early 2000s, my husband and I started our dream business. We had always dreamed of doing something creative mm-hmm. and working together, and business was booming in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And so we started a business doing art and murals, custom designs, surface designs, faux finishing. And it was just a really exciting time. My husband left his full-time job, and I had just gotten the last of my kids into school. So this was our dream adventure.
Yeah.
And we loved it. We just have done some amazing projects and got to be creative. Everything was great for a good long while mm-hmm. until as we started getting closer to the Great Recession before 2008, we started really feeling the pinch of the economy. The projects were getting fewer and fewer between.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little bit harder to make enough money, and we just started seeing our dreams really kind of go up into flames.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So a very stressful time for the two of us. And one night in particular, we finished up a project. Tom and I, it was late. We'd been talking to our kids on our cell phones, you know, making sure that they had something to eat for dinner,
mm-hmm.
probably cereal or, you know,
hey.
cornflakes
yeah,
or something,
done,
you know. you know, checking on their homework. I was up on scaffolding, and it was late by the time we had, you know, got the scaffolding and the ladders and all the supplies put back into our truck. And as we live out in the country out south of Dallas, about 20 miles or
mm-hmm.
so, and so we've got country roads in between where this project was and our home. And as we turned onto our long dirt driveway, we have about a quarter mile dirt driveway to our old house,
mm-hmm.
there in the headlights was this animal with long ears, and it was just shaggy and all beat up. And my husband goes, "That's a donkey."
Wow.
And he hit the brakes, and we you know, kind of rubbed our eyes a little bit, and we're like, "Yeah, that's a donkey."
Right.
In our driveway, in the road. And we sat there for a minute, and we were you know, it was just the most inopportune moment for that to happen. I was so discouraged. We weren't even speaking to each other on the ride home. That was how bad it was. Mm-hmm. And I just remember pressing my head up against the window of the passenger side and just going, oh, God, please just do something. Hmm. Well, I wasn't thinking that my miracle was going to look like a donkey with
right.
long ears in the driveway. I mean, that was the last thing from my mind. And so we decided to get out, and we rescued this donkey that was all, you know, who knows where he had been. And by rescue, I mean we pushed, we pulled, we bribed, we pushed, we chased. It was like this 3-hour rescue ordeal, and finally got him into our pasture for overnight is what we thought. And lo, this many years later, now it's been 8, 9, 10 years later.
Wow.
This donkey has made his way into our hearts, and he's really proceeded to just change my life in many, many profound ways. Mm-hmm. So that's the background of how you and I connected,
amazing.
And
yes.
how this book has just kind of found
yes.
its way into the world.
Yeah. Wow. So when did the light bulb go off for you to, like, okay, I'm learning something here through this process?
Well, I'm kind of hard-headed. It took a while. And I think this is why God gave me a donkey, because, you know, they're known for their stubborn streak, for being obstinate.
Right.
And maybe it was that I just found myself identifying with these characteristics in this donkey. And it was really like God had given me my own personal object lesson in the pasture. So there were so many things that were going on in our life outside of the pasture as we were struggling to keep our family afloat, finish raising our kids, working on creative projects. And then there in the pasture was this donkey, and he was getting into all kinds of escapades and getting in all kinds of trouble and things. And I didn't really start putting them together but I would just jot some things down in my journal and just kind of tuck it away and I don't know. I think it's just kind of the way God works. You know, you're thinking, you're trying to work something out, trying to untangle something, and then something just kind of floats down into your mind. And I'd have a thought, a picture of something that this crazy donkey was doing.
Yes.
And it was like, oh, I could apply this to my life.
Hmm.
So that's really, it was kind of a slow, you know, unfolding,
yes.
I would say.
Yes, yeah. You know, I was thinking, I don't know, just a couple of days, I thought, because you know how as we get going in life and we get grown and we start maybe thinking too much.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, guilty.
Yeah. Right. Thinking too much. And I thought, you know, Lord, I'm just going to all of the messages I'm receiving and all of the, I'm just going to take it as God and then trust you to be God enough to say, oh, no, that's not God. I was like, I'm just gonna, you know, act like a child again. Mm-hmm. Just be like, oh,
trust,
that's God.
Right,
you know,
right.
Yeah. So that seems like this is kind of how it was.
Well, I think so. You know, when we had gotten this this donkey that just showed up, he was beat up. He was looked like he'd gone through barbed wire fences. He was afraid of people, and so there was just this long process of him learning to trust us, and in particular, my husband. He was afraid of my husband, and my husband Tom is just the sweetest man in the world, and he just, you know, he just has a heart of gold. And what he would do is he would take a chair and he would sit in the pasture and just like pretend like he was off looking at the birds or reading a book and not paying any attention to this donkey. And Flash, as we named him, would slowly start to approach, just came a little bit closer and a little bit closer until finally one day he put his nose on Tom's shoulder and he came up close, and you know, Tom just reached back and he said, it's okay, it's okay. I'm not going to hurt you. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm here mm-hmm. to help you. Mm-hmm. And I think that was one of the things that really spoke to me right off the bat, was just how our Heavenly Father, sometimes He lets us approach Him mm-hmm. and learn how that He's not going anywhere.
Right.
He's
right.
not going to hurt us.
Right.
He's going to take care of us. He's looking out after us, mm-hmm. you know, and we just have to take those slow steps closer and closer and closer until we can finally say, God, I'm going to trust you with
yes,
this.
Yes, yes, yeah. That's so good. That's so yeah. good, Rachel.
And it's so beautiful that you get a gift in that moment where it doesn't come in the package that you want, right? Because
exactly.
I would have been like, okay, let's figure out how we're going to get rid of this donkey yeah. tomorrow. Yeah. I've done my part.
Yeah, exactly right.
God, who's next in line? But in the moment where you're really asking for answers, it's like, here. And then you get to be, you know, kind of like the savior to this donkey. It's such a beautiful...
Well, it really is amazing. You know, I think, you know, I was looking for my miracle to be in the form of, you know, a suitcase full of unmarked bills or something. Mm, just
absolutely. Yes, yes,
you
yes,
know, money
right.
would solve my problem right,
right
now.
Right.
And that might have been the instant, you know, miracle. But it was just like God was saying, you know, look a little bit further. Mm-hmm. I am providing the wisdom that you need in unexpected ways and
wow.
through unexpected mm-hmm. Circumstances, interventions, interruptions. This donkey was just an interruption in mm-hmm. my life. You know, mm-hmm. I had other things going on.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it was the thing, this interruption was the thing that spoke to me the most about how I was to follow after the Lord, how
wow.
to listen. How to give up my hard-headed ways
mm-hmm,
and mm-hmm. And just pay attention to what He had. So, you know, the miracle didn't look like what I thought that it was going
right,
to look like.
Right,
wow.
right. Yeah, that's a good lesson for all of us.
All of us.
Your interruption, this might be your miracle.
Yes.
No, it really
yeah.
might.
Yes.
Yeah, that is perfect. So how long did it take you to write the book?
Well, I had been blogging for, I don't know, 6 or 7 years
mm-hmm.
and had just kind of found my blogging voice, my online voice, and knew, you know, how I'd like to connect. And I would occasionally just put out these donkey stories on my blogs.
Mm-hmm.
And people just fell in love with them, just like we do. I mean, who has a donkey? I mean, it's
right,
just
right.
kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's just cute. And I just got a nice response. And I just started feeling like I had some stories to tell, and I didn't quite know how to do it. And I just put my stories together with what was happening with this donkey,
mm-hmm.
And just saw that it was a way of telling my story that was winsome and kind of simple
mm-hmm.
and that people could relate to. There's something about an animal story that opens people's hearts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and anybody that has a dog or a cat or,
mm-hmm.
you know, a hamster or something, you know, your heart is open to
mm-hmm.
that because there's no judgment. There's no... I don't know what the word is. It's just, there's just joy.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you start on a basis of joy with that kind of thing, I have found that people are open to the other part of the story, which is the spiritual truth that comes
mm-hmm.
with it.
Mm-hmm.
So so I just started writing the stories down, and then it was just like, oh, I got to figure out how to do this. I was downloading how to write a nonfiction book,
mm-hmm.
how to write a book proposal,
mm-hmm.
how to find an agent, how to do all of these things. So I mean, everything was just you know, thank God for the internet.
Right.
There's
right.
so much that's available that's out there. And so I just kind of taught myself how to get out there and how to put the story out there. And fortunately, the story is just, it's so sweet and so winsome that I was able to find the right people to actually make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So take us back to, because I'm sure this is a hilarious story. Like when you all put the brakes on and wipe the sleep out of your eyes because you all had just gotten off of a very long job.
Right, right.
Painting job, right?
Right, uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get there, so you throw the brakes on and you're like, okay, this is a donkey. And then everybody gets out of the car. It's just you and your husband. Do the kids come
right,
out?
Right. No. The kids were still up at the house. And by this time, you know, I was on the phone with them. And, you know, they just said, don't even come down. We got this thing going on. So it's just going to spook him. So, you know, it was windy, blustery, this cold spring day and the scared donkey. And we were like, well, how hard can it be to just get the donkey from point A to point B?
Oh, wow.
Okay, I'm just going to spoiler alert, it's not that easy. So my husband went up and got a bucket of some grain and some corn, and we got a rope, and it was just kind of pushing and pulling, and he'd take off, and he was like, who are these people that are, you know, messing with me? And it was scary, and so, yeah, it was nuts trying to get him, and you know, once we got him in there and just wiped our hands, closed the gate. My husband was like, I cannot wait to get rid of this thing tomorrow morning.
Right, I'm sure.
Wow.
That is hilarious. So when did the kids find out?
Well, the next day, you know, they came and they were just, you know, like, what is this? You know, I mean, we've had our share of stray cats and stray dogs,
right.
A stray parakeet one time, but, you know, never anything like this, you know, 500-pound donkey.
You guys outdid yourself.
Yeah, really. I know it. You know, just probably the first person to fall in love with him was my daughter, Megan, who was in high school at the time.
Okay.
And I don't know, we were off doing something important, you know, busy doing. Mm-hmm. And she went out to the barn, and she was just an animal lover. And she just sat out there and just, you know, just sat with him. And he was so scared, and he was all messed up. And we tried to, you know, clean him up a little bit and just kind of take care of his wounds and things. And it was, you know, he was not having any of it. So she just sat there, and finally he came up and put his big old head, because donkeys have these big, heavy heads, and just put it in her lap. And she went, oh, he's so sweet.
No.
Of course, she came running in from the barn into the kitchen. She was like, Mom, we've got to keep him. We've got to keep him. And I'm like, no.
Just a second. Yes.
I do not need this right now. So don't start getting these ideas in your head. What's interesting is we called the county sheriff and said, you know, we've got this stray donkey that's, you know, that showed up, and you know, in his old country Texas drawl, he said, well, I already got a couple of these. And he said, I can take this one off your hands and I can put him up for auction, but I can tell you right now, I couldn't get $5 for him.
Oh,
these,
my goodness.
These animals have no value. At the time, Texas was experiencing a very terrible drought. It was like a 500-year drought.
Mm-hmm.
And so ranchers and cattle, people that own cattle, were selling them off, getting rid of their horses and their cows. And then a donkey, of course, you know, what good is a donkey? You can't ride them, you can't eat them, you know what I mean? So they really had no value. And of course, when we looked at him, here's something that, you know, by all measure has no value. And immediately it was just a picture of, you know, how often do we discount things in our own lives or even ourselves where we feel like we don't have any value.
Mm.
But the value that is placed on us by someone who loves us is immeasurable.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's wonderful. Mm. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, y'all, we're going to have some more conversation, but we have to take a break. Okay. So we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
To Every Heart, Every Woman, the show where women find balance, peace, and inspiration. Now let's get back to the show with your host, Carla Nivens.
Well, welcome back to the show, everyone. This is the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host, and I have Queen Smith here with me co-hosting today. Thanks so much, Queen.
Thank you for having me.
And Queen and I are having a great conversation with Rachel.
Amazing
Ann Reed.
Conversation.
Yes, we're enjoying this conversation. So, Queen, you mentioned that you had a question.
Yeah, because now I want to meet Flash, you know. I don't have any animals, any pets, nothing at my
Neither
home.
Neither do I.
And now I feel like maybe I need one.
Flash. Maybe you do. I mean.
I know. So you mentioned your daughter being the first one to say, please, let's keep him. What was your moment that you were like, I have to keep him?
Well, you know, it took a little bit longer for me. I was very overwhelmed with life at the time. I call myself a unitasker as opposed to a multitasker. You know, I just admire people that can just juggle lots of things at a time. And I just, you know, I just can't do that. I can only focus on one thing at a time. And so I felt at the time like I had enough on my plate. Mm-hmm. So I was not interested necessarily in keeping him. But I think after we had talked with the sheriff at the sheriff's department and learned that there was not going to be a place for him, that he might get auctioned off to some who knows what kind of future or not future. I didn't have any idea. Mm-hmm. I started to feel sorry for him, and I thought, well, you know, how hard can it be?
Wow.
We have this space. We do have a barn. There wasn't any reason why we couldn't. And I began looking into, okay, what does it take to take care of a donkey after mm-hmm. all? And, mm-hmm. and learned that it really was not as difficult as, say, a horse or even a dog in a sense. Their mm-hmm. donkeys are very self-sufficient in a lot of ways. They don't require the type of care that a high-maintenance animal will take. And mm-hmm. and then there was something that was just something about him, you know, that was just very sweet. Donkeys are very social. After he got over his initial, trust issues, he just would follow us around like a dog and want to see what we were doing. Mm-hmm. And the kids and I, we had to launch an all-out campaign to mm-hmm. keep the donkey, because once I was won over, then it was my husband. He was the one that was like, no, we don't need this. So so this was our pitch. We said, okay, a donkey is—it's like a yard art, right? He's a conversation piece, right. You know. Like if we have people come out from the city, and we run out of things to talk about, you know, we can always just go, "Hey, would you like to see our donkey?"
Right.
and so apparently that was the winning argument.
Okay.
And he was like, "All right, we'll see how this goes." So he's a little gruff on the outside, but like I said, he's a big old marshmallow on the inside,
yes.
And he's really the one that Flash especially loves. So that's how it all really began, and just. Truly amazing journey that that the past few years has had for us.
Yeah. And then who would have known that it turned into this, you know, this great way to tell stories?
Right. And Queen, I know you're a storyteller, mm-hmm. you know, so you know that stories have a way of just making their way into our hearts. And I love I love how often Jesus used stories mm-hmm. and he used examples, and really all throughout Scripture. It's amazing when you start looking how many spiritual truths are brought forth using animals as examples.
Yes.
Like foxes have holes
mm-hmm.
and they have dens. At Job, in the book of Job, it's amazing that God even uses animals as a way to reveal what his character is like.
Mm-hmm.
He says at one point, he says, ask the beasts and they'll tell you.
Right.
And
right.
So right in front of our eyes, you know, we have these creatures that can tell us so much about our creator
mm-hmm.
and their
yeah.
creator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So, and so now you told us on the break that now you not only have Flash.
Yes.
But now you have...
We also have Henry, who is another donkey.
Okay.
Because we were worried about the mental state of the first donkey.
Okay.
So we had to get a second donkey.
Yes.
So donkeys are very social. They really shouldn't be by themselves. And we'd always had a dog, or there were horses next door that, you know, kept him company. And the dog had passed on. The horses went away. And so mm-hmm. there was Flash all by himself out there in the pasture. And so I began to work on my husband a little bit. And I was like, you know, it's not good for Flash to be all by himself.
Yeah.
And he was like, nope, I'm not having it. No, you're not getting another donkey. But it turns out that there are actual organizations that do rescue donkeys. There are hundreds, there are thousands of donkeys all throughout the country that need rescue. And so we found a little miniature donkey out in Peaceful Valley Donkey Rescue in San Angelo, Texas, and brought him home to be a companion to Flash. And I thought, well, this is going to be great. You got one donkey, you got another donkey. They're going to meet each other. They're going to be fast friends. Mm-hmm. It will be happily ever after. Mm-hmm. And, and no.
Oh, really? Oh,
No.
It's like, this is my territory. I won them over.
You got it, Karine. That is exactly right. So first of all, Flash had no idea that he was a donkey. He had never seen another donkey before. So he was like, what is this animal that's in my pasture? And so it has taken really almost 3 years for them to work out their differences.
Wow.
Because one has wanted to not share his territory with the other. And the little miniature donkey, and he's absolutely adorable. His name is Henry. Mm-hmm. He wanted to come in as the boss. And so he wanted to, run the show. Mm-hmm. He had his own ideas. He was not going to be the companion. He wasn't going to be the wingman. He was going to be he's going to be the boss.
Wow.
So it's taken a while for them to kind of figure it out. But there again, so many lessons. So it has been so different than what I thought that it would be. But, it's just like everything in life. You go in with this great plan. Mm-hmm. You think, this is the way it's going to work out. Mm-hmm. I can see it all. You kind of have it mapped out. And then, right from the get-go, you open the gate. And, it's just... everything just breaks loose and you have no idea how it's all going to turn out.
Right.
And it feels like chaos, but yet God he's in control of that and he's bigger than all of that. Mm-hmm. And he's like, all right, you can just trust me with this new thing too. Mm-hmm. So,
wow.
So Henry's a little stinker, but we love him.
So that is the premise behind the second book, right? Flash the Donkey Makes New Friends.
Well, no, actually, Flash the Donkey Makes New Friends is a book that I did. I just kind of tucked in. I wrote and illustrated a children's book.
Okay.
That came out a couple years ago, and I had so much fun with it. But when you and I met, I was working on another book. It's an adult, book with actual, big pages, words on the page, no pictures. I was just so excited to get to talk with you and just to hear your perspective and your journey and prayer and worship, because as I was, getting this donkey, used to being in our pasture and kind of changing my own focus in what I was doing for a living. There's so many different transitions going on. Mm-hmm. I felt myself really drawn to learning how to have a sustained and a sustainable prayer practice in my own life and to worship in a deeper and truer way. Mm-hmm. And so that was where, when you and I met, I was just like, okay, I need to get with you, girl, and get this thing figured out. So so I have a book that's coming out in March that that really chronicles that journey of really learning to pray, discovering some of the great prayers of the church, discovering the prayers that are in prayer books like the Book of Common Prayer, liturgies, and those types of things, and those are things that were not a part of my prayer life, not a part of my spiritual life, except for when I was a very young child. And so incorporating some of those things into my life and walking out in the pasture, walking with this little donkey and taking him with me has been just this incredible journey. And so that's what this next book that will be out in March is about. It's called Walking with Henry.
Okay.
And I took Henry along with me on my prayer walks in the pasture and just learning how to walk with God, trying to teach this little donkey that it's okay to walk with me.
Yes.
And learning to just deepen my own spiritual life has been just really amazing and life-altering.
Mm-hmm. Man, this has been quite a journey, right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
I mean, all of this from a donkey just showing up.
One day. You just never know. God is full of surprises.
I want my donkey moment.
I'm going
to
get
it. You know what? And you just have to open. Maybe you've already had it.
And I
you
probably was
it
like,
by.
Nope.
Yeah,
this
no,
is
that's
not it.
It. No.
This is not it.
Yeah.
I prayed hard.
This is not what I was asking for.
Yes. It's just beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
So Flash the Donkey Makes New Friends. This is, so tell us about this one.
Well, this was, I've always wanted to do a children's book.
Okay.
I used to just tuck my kids in when they were little. They're all grown up now, but we have wonderful memories of them crawling into bed, and I would just make up stories on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
And they always had animals, little mice and dogs, and I never thought to put a donkey in my stories,
mm-hmm.
which now right. I'm really kicking myself because that would have been so perfect. But I had just, it was one thing that I just loved doing with them, and reading that story time was just my favorite time. So
mm-hmm.
I had the opportunity to write and illustrate a book for children, and I just jumped on it, and
yeah.
I had so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I took my art from doing big murals and,
yes.
you know, installing them and, you know, beautiful locations
mm-hmm.
and sat in my studio in front of the table with a little, you know, like a 10 by 10 canvas.
Mm-hmm.
And first I had thought, well, now how hard can this be? You know, I'm used to doing big stuff and
mm-hmm.
this should be a piece of cake. And let me tell you, I sat there for weeks and weeks and weeks staring at this little canvas going, I think I've gotten myself in over my head. I never should have done this. So I had to really trust the Lord and let go and just
mm-hmm.
try some new things
mm-hmm.
to be able to make it happen. But it's been just a load of fun to be able to just, you know, see pictures of little kids reading with their parents and
yes,
grandparents and
yes,
caregivers all
yes.
over.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. That's a lesson right there about doing things that you don't know how to do.
Yeah, just say you can do it.
Yeah.
And then when someone says, okay, you go ahead, and then you go, oh.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah,
so tell us about your blog.
Well, my little old blog
yes.
Is at homesanctuary.com.
Okay.
And for many years, I wrote every day, 5 days a week.
Oh, wow.
And in a couple of those years, I wrote for Priscilla Shire's blog every day. And so there was a couple years in there that were just a little bit nuts doing a lot of writing. But
right.
it was really kind of trial by fire
mm-hmm.
and just seeing if I could come up with enough ideas and things, you know, to put out there. But I had started blogging, as I said, it was back when I was trying to juggle raising these kids and this creative artistic adventure. And so there was a lot of, you know, just feeling like a failure as a mom.
Mm.
So often, you know, coming, dragging myself in and kids are hungry. Like, what are we going to eat? And
mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking, oh,
mm-hmm.
Quesadillas again, you know.
Right. I have to feed you all again.
Well, you're hungry again. Grilled cheese. Peanut butter and jelly.
Right.
And so I just had this idea in my head that I wanted my home to feel like a sanctuary for them, and that they could come in the doors and feel like this was our sacred space, that we could be together, and you could leave the world outside, and inside our sanctuary we were going to grow and thrive and flourish.
Mm-hmm.
And as a unitasker, you know, that's real hard when you got piles of laundry
mm-hmm.
and,
mm-hmm.
you know, hungry kids and
mm-hmm.
things to do. And so I just felt like, if I could just do one thing a day that could provide an element of peace or an element of order
yeah.
or an element of beauty, I would consider that day a success.
Mm.
So my mind, it just immediately just goes to doing one small thing
mm-hmm.
a day. And so that's what I really did. I posted one small thing a day for 8 years that like could be throwing out the trash or cleaning out your freezer
mm-hmm.
or sitting down and reading a story with your child or something that in some way is a tangible way of living, of creating a sanctuary space. Now, these days, I'm writing and doing other things, so my blog has gotten a little, you know, I can't keep up with it quite as much. And back in the early blogging days, there was no Instagram, there
yeah,
was no Twitter,
right, right.
there was
You're
no
the
social media. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, there was like a community that revolved around these blogs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different world now. So things have kind of morphed and changed a little bit. So my blog is still there. I still love it. I still have my readers, but I'm mostly just kind of posting prayers and posting things from the season in life that
yeah.
I'm in right now.
Yeah, I love the idea of creating the sanctuary in
yeah.
in
mm-hmm.
the house. I think that's so important for our kids, whether they're, you know, really little
mm-hmm.
or whether
mm-hmm.
they're teenagers and, you know, college students
mm-hmm.
and up and everything. Just creating a place where I know I'm loved, I'm accepted here.
Yep.
I know mom and dad are paying attention to me.
Yep.
I know they know what's going on in my life. Even if I'm in some difficult teenage years. I still know that I can come home and sit down and breathe
I'm
here.
I'm going to be loved and listened to. And you know, and everybody has their different things that mean a lot to them. Like, you know, my poor husband, he's a neat freak, and he married a creative soul that, you know, I'll come in like, oh, where all these shoes come from? And then I realize, oh, all 10 of those pairs are mine.
Right.
You know, they're left out. And so to him, to feel loved is for me to pick up my shoes, to clear off the countertops and the tables, and that is very, very meaningful to him. So that's creating sanctuary for him. So I think really knowing the people that you live with and the people that you love and the things that are meaningful. One of my kids, just my youngest son, he just wanted me to be in the room with him. When he was little, he wanted me to watch him play with his blocks. He didn't want me to play with him.
Just
wanted me to watch me, Mom, and he play with his blocks. I'm like, oh, you know, okay,
right,
5 more minutes. But that was his way of, you know, wanting to feel loved when he would make that kind of request. So you know, you can't do everything. You can only pick one or two things maybe in a day that that creates that sanctuary. And you know, and I think that in the fast-paced world that we live in, with so much that's coming at us and so much is coming at our kids, that it's really a gift that we can give them to create that kind of space that is protected and that is nurturing in whatever way that feels for, you know, for them and for your family.
So your children now, is everybody...
Everybody's grown. Yes, I have.
What that feels like.
I know. Well, listen, I've got two daughters that are grown, and they each have kids. So one daughter has two little ones,
wonderful.
And then the other has three.
Okay.
And then our younger son just got married in December.
All right.
And so when I keep those little ones, the grandkids are ages 5, 4, 3, 2, and 0. And when I keep them, and by the end of a weekend, I'm just like, I know why I was tired for 10 years of my life. While always tired, you know, just so, I mean, they just, they're so needy, you know, they need everything and they're stumbling around, you know, little toddler selves. So, but those days do pass and I'm just, I can report to you that even if you're not the most organized mom, even if they ate peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and they didn't know that socks were supposed to match when they went to school, because I never told my kids that. They didn't know. Didn't hurt them. They can still turn out to be wonderful adults. And my kids are just, they're amazing adults and they're doing great. So they survived me as their mom. So there is hope.
I know. There's hope.
There's hope. My daughter, she's just 4. You know,
we have
a way to go, but
Oh, 4s are fun though, aren't they?
Yes,
they just are coming up with so many different, you know, funny ideas. And you know, I think at 4 is when you really start to see their personality emerge and who they're going to be when they grow up. You know, and so I see my kids as adults now, and I see their 4-year-old selves and go, I see who was going to be the organizer, which one was going to be the creative, which one is going to be the engineer. You know, you can tell.
My younger brother, he's going to love that I'm talking about him.
Oh, I know he will.
So he's a lawyer now.
Awesome.
But back then, like when he was 2, 3, and 4, I mean, you had a hard time explaining to him.
He questioned everything.
He questioned everything, and he had a reason behind his
negotiating.
Yes, his 4-year-old mind self. You know, he knew. You know, he was like, no, this is what I think, and he, you know, and it, but he's
now,
a lawyer now.
He's a lawyer.
So
that's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. So he was always a lawyer.
Wow.
Which is funny, which we were all always like, be quiet and just do what mom says. What are you doing? Yeah. So tell us about the retreat that you got to do at Disney.
Well, I would like to say I did it for all of the Disney employees, but I didn't. It was a retreat at the Disney Resort, which is really cool. I had no idea that they have venues for retreats and for corporate events and for church events.
Okay.
And then, you know, as a sideline, you get to go in and, you know, take advantage of the Disney World and all of that.
Fun.
So in all honesty, that was a retreat. And I had not ever been to Disney World. I tried to not tell my kids that there was even even such a thing, because that was we didn't go. Parent fail, I guess. But
no.
But as an adult, I did enjoy, you know, just being able to go out there and just see. And there's some amazing professionals that's all they do.
Yes.
Is do Disney
yes.
vacations. They do, yes. Retreats and
wow.
trips and, mm-hmm. and all that. They actually specialize in Disney. So those
wow.
are the people that I did that for.
Okay. So was it like, were you speaking to writers and?
I'm trying to think what the group was. Just all different. There were some church groups that came in.
Okay.
So there were women's groups that
yeah,
came in.
Yeah. Very nice. Very, very nice. I love Disney.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, money flies out of your pocket, let me tell
yeah,
you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, flies out.
Don't
I mean, you
bring
have a
it.
Great time, but.
But they're tricky. They're tricky because you got these little wrist things, and then
yes.
you just, you know, you just swipe it. And so you're not even aware that you're spending money until at the very end and you get your bill.
You're like, what?
So, how did that happen?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it happens. So, okay. So tell us what's next. So you've got the book coming out in March.
The book comes out in March, and I'm excited about it. It's a little bit different than the first one. This
okay.
one's a little bit more devotional in nature, and still has great funny moments and stories. So I have some events that are going on with that.
Mm-hmm.
I will say one thing that's just really exciting is the first book, Flash, mm-hmm. got optioned as a movie. And so there's actually a movie that's in the works.
Okay.
Now, whether it actually, you know, gets made or mm-hmm. not, I don't mm-hmm. know, but I do know that they're working on scripts and that kind of thing. So,
yeah.
A simple story of a lost donkey showing up in some random person's
yeah,
yard
yeah.
is going to hit the big screen. And I'm so excited. And I just, you know, I can't wait to see what God does with that.
Yeah.
It's just such a picture of what he can do with each one of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he takes the things that have no value, the things that are overlooked,
mm-hmm.
the underestimated,
mm-hmm.
the underprivileged, the underdogs,
mm-hmm.
and he does
yeah.
something
mm-hmm.
amazing
yeah.
with it. And that's what he's done with this donkey story and now
yes.
with another donkey story.
Yeah.
So God is amazing.
God
he's full
is
of
amazing.
Surprises.
Yes,
yeah.
that is wonderful. And I want to encourage everyone to order Flash because it really
yes.
is a wonderful story, and you tell it so beautifully. I mean— third
Thank
grade
you.
Level, no.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think it's third grade.
No, you tell it so beautifully. And then at the end, you've listed, you know, like the principles
mm-hmm.
that, you know, that you learned, and they're so meaningful and so thoughtful.
Mm.
So I
Thank
really
you.
recommend the book. Well, let everybody know how they can keep in contact with you. I know you've got homesanctuary.com and mm-hmm. your blog information is there.
You can. That's a good way to get a hold of me or follow me. RachelAnnRidge.com
okay.
is my website. And, you know, probably from there you can find the blog. You can find me on social media, find the books and follow me that way. So, I can't wait to see what God has next. He's full of twists and turns in this
yes.
story.
This is, I mean, you've encouraged
yeah.
all of us,
oh,
you know,
mm-hmm.
how to take something that you truly, truly, truly did not expect. I mean,
mm-hmm.
this is a donkey after all,
mm-hmm.
you know.
It's a life interruption.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Major life interruption. And the Lord has, you know, brought it into something that truly
yes.
brings him glory in such a unique way.
Mm-hmm.
And that is wonderful. Well, Queen, let us know how we can get in contact with you.
With me.
Yes.
I am on social media as well. My website is www.queenksmith.com. And I'm also on Instagram,
queenk_smith. Okay.
So, yeah. And feel free to invite me for food.
She said, invite me for food.
Yes.
Do you have pictures of food all through your Instagram?
I am that person.
Mm-hmm.
I am that person. Food.
And there was one get together where everybody was in white, right?
Yes.
And you all were, I was like, this table's beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Y'all were enjoying some good food.
Oh, okay. You're, mm-hmm. I'm going to have to up my Instagram game.
Yeah.
See? No, I'll help you. All you got to do is go eat, and I'll take the pictures
okay.
for you.
Okay. Deal.
Yeah, that is wonderful. Well, everyone, you can stay in contact with us at EHEW Radio. That's our social media, or EHEWRadio.com. And Vicky, we love you. We
yes.
miss you today. But we're we're so glad that you're with your family. Thank you so much, Queen, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I truly appreciate it. And Rachel, wonderful. It's such a pleasure to have a conversation with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it so much.
Thank you for being here.
Yes, yes. Absolutely wonderful. Well, everyone, our show, Every Heart, Every Woman Radio, is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3. You can get in contact with Love Ministries on their website, loveministriesbuilds.org. We will see you next week.